Going now to the press review, Deeptika Laurent is here to take us through the main stories in the world's press. Hello, Deeptika. You're starting here in France, where far-right leader Marine Le Pen has threatened a no-confidence vote against the Prime Minister.
Yeah, that's right. French Prime Minister Michel Barnier has suggested using the notorious 49.3 constitutional article to essentially force through the controversial budget bill through Parliament. In response, Marine Le Pen, the far-right leader, said that she threatened to bring down the Barnier's fragile coalition government with a vote of no confidence. Now, the far-right essentially opposes tax rises against households, entrepreneurs and pensioners, and say that this is not incorporated in the proposed budget bill. The French newspaper Le Figaro, the conservative daily, really deploring what it calls engineers of chaos, referring to Barnier and Le Pen, who threaten to add a political crisis on top of France's existing economic woes. Now, for the left-wing French paper Libération, they're seeing it more through an illustrated perspective. This cartoon here from the paper's illustrator Coco, who sees Michel Barnier, the French Prime Minister, facing really a myriad of problems right now. Growing unrest from the agricultural sector, planned strikes by railway workers and civil servants, and of course this threat of a vote of no confidence against his governance.
All right, Deepti, we're going back to one of our top stories now in the US, where the House Ethics Committee has declined to release a damning report, or allegedly damning report, into sexual misconduct allegations against Matt Gaetz, Donald Trump's pick for Attorney General.
Well, it's getting a lot of coverage in The Washington Post today. The Washington Post is actually revealing some of the details of this report. It revealed, of course, as you said, that a House Ethics Committee probe into sexual misconduct allegations against Matt Gaetz, who was named by Donald Trump to be the next attorney general. On Wednesday, the committee said that it would not release a report on the allegations that are really centered around whether Gaetz paid for sex with a minor at drug-fueled parties while he was serving in Congress. He actually met with some Senate Republicans yesterday in a bid to convince them to back his nomination when Trump takes office next year. According to the Washington Post, records show that Gaetz did pay $10,000 to two women who testified before the committee, and that some of these payments were indeed for sex. Now, in the editorial of The Washington Post today, the paper's editors say that the fact that this report will not be released is not the final word. Democrats can still force a vote on the entire House on whether or not the report should be unveiled or the findings. And if that doesn't work, the paper urges the committee to at least allow senators from both parties to view the findings behind closed doors. So, I quote, it can fulfill its constitutional obligation to review presidential nominees.
All right, and Oxford University will now elect a new chancellor, but this election is garnering attention in the press. Tell us about that, Deepti.
Well, there's a really interesting article from Politico today. It's well worth a read. Oxford University's China Dilemma, that's how Politico puts it. So this election is to nominate the next chancellor of Oxford University, but it is an election that is that comes with a lot of geopolitical undertones. 250,000 alumni and academics will be voting next week on the next chancellor. The outgoing chancellor, Chris Patten, was actually the last governor of Hong Kong and has often been seen as the bête noire of the Chinese government. He's stepping down after 20 years at the helm of Oxford University. Now, this new election is really being played out, at least among chancellor hopefuls, it's being played out according to their stances on China. Now, Oxford is heavily reliant on foreign students. In particular, Chinese students make up the largest foreign student cohort until last year. Reports suggest that they might contribute up to £6 billion to the university sector. However, some candidates, like William Hague, who's one of the leading candidates for this post, he's former Tory leader, he says that Chinese students should be vetted on national security concerns to see if they pose a national security risk. His main rival, the Labour peer, Peter Mandelson advocates, on the other hand, closer ties with China. So it appears that the next chancellors of Oxford University, it certainly could be played out according to where they stand when it comes to relations with China.
And finally, from you, it appears that kale has been dethroned as the new health food fad.
Yeah, and it appears, at least, that it's been replaced by the humble bean, as you see here. The fiber and protein-rich beans are inexpensive, so it's one of their main selling points. They also keep for a long time. There's nothing really bad to say about beans, except perhaps, you know, the one unfortunate side effect you get from eating beans. Anyway, beans are having a huge moment right now. There's a TikTok account dedicated to bean salads that has over 2.7 million followers. There's a new museum called Beanlandia in New Orleans. It also includes an annual parade where people wear suits that are decorated with dried beans. There's even a $200 a year exclusive bean club. Now, I mentioned that bean museum. I fell down the bean rabbit hole, if you like, and I was really curious. So this is like typically what one of those parades might entail people wearing.
I think I've seen it all now officially. Thank you very much, Dipti, for that look at the papers.